All right, getting ready to talk movies with my friend Josh Bell. How are you, man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm well. I wanted to ask you, a lot of people don't think about seeing movies in Las Vegas. What's your favorite place to go see a movie in Las Vegas?
We have so many theaters here in Vegas. We got a lot of cool luxury theaters. There's a new one. I was just at the one at the Palace Station, actually, the Cinnabar there, which is really fancy, and you can order food delivered to your seat and stuff like that. We got one downtown called Eclipse that offers that as well. I always like the Brennan Theaters at the Palms. They've upgraded those, and that's centrally located, and they're very friendly there. So tons of cool places to see see movies in Las Vegas.
And lots of them with cocktails, which is a good thing, right?
That, too. There are plenty of cocktails at theaters here in Vegas.
That helps when the movie stinks, and usually Josh thinks most of them do because Josh Bell hates everything.
Josh Bell hates everything.
That's right, including your movie.
Josh Bell hates everything.
Except me.
All right, Josh, what are we talking about this week?
We are talking about It Chapter 2.
We made an oath.
If it ever comes back, we'll come back to you.
We didn't stop it.
The clown.
For 27 years, I dreamt of you. I craved you. I missed you.
Oh, we missed you too. Oh, such a cute little cherub, Pennywise.
Yeah, he is. He's super cute.
He's adorable.
Yeah.
What's your stance on clowns, by the way?
I'm neutral on clowns.
Oh, really?
I mean, I'm not afraid of them. I mean, Pennywise is scary, but right. I'm not inherently afraid of clowns. I don't dislike them. They can be funny. They can be tragic. They can be whatever they want to be.
All right. So, Josh, how do we feel about It Chapter 2?
It's all right.
Oh, man.
I'm a big fan of It in general. I'm a big horror fan and a big Stephen King fan. I read this book probably when I was 12 years old or something like that. I remember watching the miniseries in 1990 on ABC, and I thought the first half of this, It Chapter 1, was really well done. The story in the book takes place in two time periods. These seven friends, they're children, and they have to defeat Pennywise the clown, this evil entity, and then 27 years later, they're adults. It comes back, and they have to come back and defeat it again. So in the movies, they decided to split this basically into two movies. So in the first film, we saw them as kids, which was really well done. There were a lot of really good child actors. It had a very nostalgic feel to it and really evocative. And now we see them as adults in this movie, although there are a lot of flashbacks to them as kids. I think that first movie was so successful that they thought, wait, we better throw in more of this.
Right.
Which is maybe a little more than necessary. It doesn't allow the adult actors to carry it as much as they could. But it's really, really well cast. We've got Jessica Chastain and James McAvoy and Bill Hader, among others, as the adult characters in this movie. And the performances are all really effective. It's not maybe as scary as the first one. It's extremely long, which I guess goes with the book. But after we've already had one feature film, this one is nearly 3 hours long.
Yeesh.
It's 10 minutes shorter than Avengers Endgame.
Right.
So this is maybe too much. It gets a little repetitive and monotonous in the middle, especially as the characters all split up and kind of have to face their own demons. So I didn't love it. And I think people who really like the first one may be a bit let down. But there's still a lot of good stuff here. Again, the performances are good. The character interactions are good. There are some creepy moments. Bill Skarsgård is good as Pennywise again. And it wraps it up as well as it probably could have. I would have liked to see it maybe trimmed or scaled back a little. But it's a ridiculous, unwieldy epic in the book.
Right.
And so I suppose it's good, or at least appropriate, that it's a ridiculous, unwieldy epic on screen as well.
Well, the trailer, I mean, that's my job, is to watch it. Trailer's scary. Is the movie scary?
I mean, parts of it are scary. Okay. I think not as many parts of it as in the first one, and there are maybe a little too many that aren't quite as scary as they could be.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, if you like scary movies, and if you were scared by the first one, if you're scared by clowns, certainly that's something you'll get out of this movie. And I mean, for me, like, I like horror movies. I'm not necessarily looking to be scared. I'm more interested in kind of the dark themes that they can explore, and I think this movie does some of that. Maybe not, again, as well as it could have or as well as the book does, but there's a lot of stuff about lost childhood and innocence and regret and stuff like that, which is just as scary as scary clowns, really.
Sure. Yeah, I guess.
When you grow up.
Yeah.
So I like that stuff here. But yeah, if you're just looking to be jolted, it's maybe not quite as much as the first time around.
All right. So, Josh, how many stars for It Chapter 2?
I give it a 3 out of 5.
All right.
It's solid, but it could have been better.
That's tall praise from Josh Bell, who also has a podcast, which is called?
It's called Awesome Movie Year. It's my podcast with comedian Jason Harris, and we take a look back at the movies of a different year each season. We've been talking about the films of 1994, and our most recent episode, we talked about Forrest Gump.
Oh, hey, yeah, that
which,
one.
Talk about scary.
A couple people saw that thing.
They did, yeah, including us. And so you can find that at awesomemovieyear.com or look for Awesome Movie Year wherever you get podcasts.
Sounds good, and don't forget JoshBellHatesEverything.com. Good to see you, man.
Good to be here.
Drive carefully, everybody. This is Highway Radio.